As part of the Innovation and Opportunity Act, we have access to our state-based wage data system. And again, this is something as workforce development boards, I think we take for granted. There's a lot of focus on trying to figure out how we can work with other governmental programs, whether it be temporary aid for needy families or SNAP or other kinds of government programs and integrate them with our workforce system. One of the limitations to working with those systems is that we don't have access to wage data for participants that go through those systems. So it really is a big advantage for the workforce system, for workforce development boards to have access to the kind of information that allows us to tell whether or not our programs have been successful in getting people jobs and self-sustaining wages.